RadioArchives.com presents The Eyes of Death, an adventure of Dan Fowler by Stuart Sterling, read by Milton Bagby. In the days of J. Edgar Hoover's Untouchables, one lawman took on the super criminals even Elliot Ness couldn't touch. Dan Fowler, G-Man. The greatest FBI special agent of his generation, Fowler operated nationwide, hunting down spies, kidnappers, counterfeiters, murderers, and other dire threats to law and order beyond the jurisdiction of local authorities. Assisted by the youthful agent Larry Kendall and brave Sally Vane, Dan Fowler crushed crime with an infallible combination of scientific criminology and punishing Tommy gun lead. And now, Dan Fowler's thrilling adventure, The Eyes of Death. Chapter 1. Death Threat. The man crouching on the floor of the sedan raised his head cautiously, listening. Through the velvet blackness of the Berkshire night came the drowsy chirrup of crickets, the mournful baying of a hound. In the great house a dozen yards away, someone made the grand piano resound to the rhythm of a military march. On the distant highway, an occasional car droned through the darkened streets of the exclusive resort village. The man pulled the auto robe over his head and shoulders again, huddled close to the door behind the driver's seat. The front door of the mansion opened, and jovial farewells boomed through the darkness. Footsteps crunched on the graveled path. The car door opened, slammed shut. The man on the floor did not move as the sedan sped toward the highway, between tall rows of poplars. It was almost at the gate before the driver felt a cold, metallic finger touch the back of his neck.
"Turn the car south on the highway," a voice ordered. "But do not your head turn, or you will get a bullet in it. Also, do not slow down or stop if you wish to see the sun tomorrow morning rise again."
The driver, a tall, lean man in white linen, swung the sedan southward.
"Who are you?"
"Es mag nicht."
The driver in the rear seat leaned forward, touching the driver's shoulder.
"I want only to discuss a relative of yours, one who is abroad."
"Ah!" There was no sudden stiffness of body or tenseness of voice to betray the driver's concern.
"You are Gestapo?"
The other laughed throatily.
"You should better know, mein friend. The Gestapo, outside the Fatherland, does not exist. Geheimdienst, then. Secret Service."
The driver might have been asking if his unbidden passenger was a member of a golf club.
"It matters nothing. What matters,"
the cold muzzle pressed a trifle hard,
"is that you, a mother have, on the other side of the Atlantic. Nicht wahr?" "My mother has not many years to live."
The muscles in the driver's jaw hardened. He knew what was coming.
"Nevertheless, you wish her those last days without pain and suffering to spend. Is it not?"
The car began the ascent of a long hill before the man at the wheel answered.
"What do you want of me?"
There was strangely a tone of relief in his voice, as if he were tired of being afraid, glad that this dreaded weapon which had hung over him so long was at last being used.
"You, a naval officer named Evesham, know?"
It was not a question.
"Commander Eric Evesham? Only slightly." "This is good, because then there will no doubt be which you choose." "Jawohl, this officer's life, or your mother's."
"You think I would murder an officer of the country which has given me refuge from—"
The man in the rear seat laughed harshly.
"There are many ways to make an old woman in her sleep scream. She will not so easily die, but she will wish to be dead."